This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jefferson Parish has canceled all Fat Tuesday parades. The president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shang, says it's just not safe. She painted a picture of a float blowing over, landing on the crowd, and said with that kind of threat, she cannot safely let people gather on the street or get on floats. And she said the winds are going to be too high starting at sunrise, so rolling earlier, not an option. They're looking at an alternative date for rolling the parade. She suggested March 23rd along with the Irish-Italian parade may be an option, but those decisions have not been made yet. We also heard from Larry Rowling, the captain of the crew of Bogaful Eye in Covington. As of now, they're planning on rolling. They say they don't put any people on the second level of their floats, so they don't have double-decker throwers up on top of floats. And as of now, he said it could change. They feel safe rolling at 10 a.m. in Covington. The city of New Orleans, through Homeland Security Director Colin Arnold, told us they're meeting at 11:30 with the National Weather Service and the crews to evaluate the situation and hopefully have a decision by noon. Amongst the people or the organizations in that conversation, of course, the Rex organization. James Reese is executive vice president of the crew of Rex and joins us now on the live line. Hey, James, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Well, you know, we wish Mother Nature would be more kind to us for our Fat Tuesday. I know that for your organization, obviously, this is your day. This is the day that everyone looks forward to all year, and you hate to have the threat of severe weather and high winds.
Well, first and foremost, safety is always our paramount and first concern for our riders and for the crowd. We're very fortunate. The Rex Parade is floats that have been over the years constantly touched up and remodeled and are extremely structurally sound. Most of them have metal chassis, a few of the old wagon wheels, but those too have been reinforced over the years. So as long as it's not pouring down rain and there's a threat of lightning or something of that nature, I think we're going to be good to go. But again, as you said earlier, I plan to be on that call with Homeland Security. And as always, it's the city who issues the permits, and it's going to ultimately be their call. But both Rex and Zulu work together with the city officials, and we'll give them all the input that we can.
Yeah, I think by ordinance, it's the decision lays finally with the police chief to determine if y'all are going to roll or not. But it's always been a collaborative conversation, and it's been very rare you've ever had to cancel a parade.
No, Rex has rolled in all kinds of inclement weather. I remember in 2015, it was freezing cold and pouring down rain, and we still rolled with ponchos on the riders. And I think most of the bands dropped out of the parade for safety reasons, but we still hit the streets in New Orleans. And there was a few people out there. So I think we're going to be okay. I hope we're going to be okay. But like you said, it's ultimately going to rest on what the city, through the police chief, thinks is the safest thing for everybody. So we'll have to wait and see on this call at 11:30.
Yeah, typically y'all don't get your last units off of the parade route till what, about 3 in the afternoon?
We start rolling about 10:30 and try to get the parade done as quickly as we can. We've rolled as early as 10 a.m. In recent years. We start at the intersection of Napoleon and South Claiborne and get down tucked in behind Zulu as quickly as we can. So, yeah, usually about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we hope to have the parade complete.
Yeah, you know, and estimates, and it's obviously just an estimate, nobody can count, is that 1 million people are out there to see your parade on Fat Tuesday, and you really want it to roll.
No, we put a lot of effort and work into putting on a beautiful parade. We consider these floats rolling works of art, and while I know most people are out there to catch as many throws as they can, we really hope that they take the time to look at the floats and appreciate the artistic value and time and effort that the Royal Artists have put into putting that parade on the street. So I'd hate to see it stay in the den for this year and not get to showcase it to New Orleans and to all our visitors. But like I said, safety is paramount, and that's the first thing we consider each year. So we're going to work with the city and hopefully find a way, if there's some modifications that we can make to make it even safer. And, you know, if we have to adjust routes, I'll have to find out on this call. But we're really hoping to do anything and everything we can to get the parade on the street.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great.
Yeah, we know that everything's under discussion. Any way to start earlier, speed things up, or maybe, you know, reduce the number of units. But we'll wait and see what happens with that. In the meantime, you have an amazing parade planned. Folks, you know, like we said, 1 million people in the streets typically to see your parade. Anything different that they'll experience this year if they come on out and there is a Rex parade and they get to watch the parade?
Well, our theme this year is La Belle Epoque. And our artists have been hard at work in designing the props that go on the front of the float and for the first time, the front of each float. And I think for the first time that I can remember, some of those are actually metal designed copies of the Eiffel Tower and floating dirigible. The origin of the blimp falls in that period of La Belle Epoque. So there's a few interesting twists, but the artwork this year is absolutely amazing. And we've got some new throws to introduce that are sustainable, you know, biodegradable throws to reduce the plastics in the catch basins. Great stuff for the kids. So it's going to be a really beautiful parade. I hope we hit the streets.
And, of course, all of your age-old standard floats that everyone's come to know and love will be there as well, assuming the parade rolls.
Absolutely. The eight iconic floats, the Boeuf Gras, the Jester, of course, the King's Float, all lead the parade. The Streetcar Named Desire, our only self-propelled float, those will all be there, and you said it perfectly. We want everybody to be safe, and that's both the riders and the crowds, and we're going to do everything we can do to work with the city to make Mardi Gras Day as special as it always is.
We got to hear from Rex, the King of Carnival, Edward Howell Crosby, a little earlier with Tommy Tucker, along with Tatum Lady Reese, the Queen of Carnival. I know that y'all are having a whole lot of fun on the riverfront today. Tell us about Rex's arrival this evening and his proclamation.
Well, the weather looks great today, but the tradition holds that Rex arrives in his winter capital, assisted by the United States Coast Guard on one of their cutters at the Riverwalk, and then greets our friends at Zulu along with the mayor on stage, and the crowds are usually very, very big, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people out there in years past. And it's a time where we can proclaim Mardi Gras, and if the mayor allows us the permission to do so, we'll ask that all businesses and schools be closed, so that everybody can come out and join in the revelry on Mardi Gras Day.
Yeah, you know, revelry shall rule both day and night are some of the best words I hear all year when Rex issues his annual proclamation and then the mayor concurs and the fireworks fly. For folks who've never been to that event, I think they're really missing out, because it's just such a great way to launch us into the final run into and through Fat Tuesday.
Well, given that we are a port city and in conjunction with our friends at the Port Authority, and that being a special day to join with Zulu before we both hit the streets on Tuesday, it really is a sight to behold and a great tradition, and I'm so glad that we do. There's a lot of dignitaries that the city has that are involved in the port business, and I think highlighting to everybody that, you know, one of the main things that makes New Orleans great is that we're a city on the river, and you know, it's really great to showcase it and get everybody out there to see it.
James Reese, Executive Vice President, Crew of Rex, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners on this Lundi Gras 2025?
Well, I want everybody to be safe, have a great Lundi Gras, and have a great Mardi Gras day. I hope to be on the streets and see everybody, and certainly appreciate you having me on this morning, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you after all of the great entertainment out at Spanish Plaza. We'll see you and the King of Carnival out there at 6 o'clock tonight for his annual proclamation. Looking forward to that, and let's hope Mother Nature agrees with everything and you all are able to have a fantastic parade tomorrow. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll keep you posted as that meeting takes place in 40 minutes. James said he'll be on that call with the National Weather Service, the New Orleans Homeland Security Department, and all of the other stakeholders to discuss what the plans are for tomorrow's parades. Jefferson Parish has canceled theirs. Covington has decided, at least for now, to go ahead with the parades there. What do you think? What would you do if you were the mayor? If you were the police chief? Would you want to have parades tomorrow in the city of New Orleans with the forecast of winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour during parade time? That's what Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng said. The Weather Service told her, and the decision for her was not difficult. She immediately decided to cancel. What would you do? Your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Coming up next on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.